You're on The Burt Show.
This was kind of infuriating, and I'm wondering if Mo is going to feel the same way about this one influencer, Nance DaBaby on TikTok, about men paying for dates because women spend more time prepping for a date, so a man should always pay.
I refuse to split the bill on dates because I'm actually splitting the bill before I even get to the date. Let me explain myself. Regardless of the cost of the check at the end of the date, I am spending money to show up. As soon as I have a date scheduled, I book a cycle bar class. Then I get my eyebrows done. I see Kaylin at Bespoke Brows because I am not bringing a unibrow to happy hour. My eyebrows are probably the most complimented feature I have. So we just do a quick tweeze session to clean everything up. The tweezing is painless. These are the best results I've ever seen. My brows look amazing and I have no breakouts after. And even though I don't think my date cares about what my hands look like, I feel the need to get a manicure before showing up. But this Japanese gel manicure was $75 whole. Even if I had my manicure and my brows done earlier in the week, it still takes a whole entire day to prepare for a date. Like planning my outfit, planning my hair wash schedule, being mindful about what I eat before the date. I love garlic knots. I'm not having garlic knots to pregame. There are so many different factors that go into me preparing for a date. Like me even checking for my gray hairs. Like simply showering, doing my hair and makeup and picking out an outfit could be 2 hours. Meanwhile, the guy hasn't had a haircut in weeks and shows up in the outfit he wore to the office. And then a guy is going to ask you to split the bill on a date when he won't even split the conversation. It's always one-sided conversations with the guys that ask to split the bill. A guy like that doesn't even ask you questions about yourself. Meanwhile, I put so much energy into leading the conversation on these dates. I look amazing. I bring my killer personality. I spent all this time and money to get to the date. I am not taking my credit card out once I'm there.
Mo, you first, then Abby.
I think that's hilarious. Me personally, I pay for the date because it's the gentleman thing to do, not because you got in the shower. I don't do that.
She lost me a shower.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. But, I mean, yeah, I feel like I prep for the date, too, by working, because you have to have the money to pay for it.
So I also went to work so I could have the money to pay for all this mediocrity.
True indeed. And them shoes I'm wearing on the date to impress you are not cheap. That cashmere sweater I got on to impress you are not cheap. Them fresh pressed jeans I got on to impress you are not cheap. You're not the only one prepping for this date. I'm prepping for this date too. So I don't mind paying, but it's certainly not because you feel like you had to prep for the date.
Well, you're the outlier here. Like you, I would consider you an exceptional guy, whereas most women are going out with the average normal guy who strolls in wearing a polo that looks like it's been sitting in the back of his closet for 5 years, and his random dirty Nikes and his cargo shorts. Meanwhile, I thought you looked like something completely different from your Hinge profile, and I show up looking like a Victoria's Secret supermodel's cousin.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
It takes a lot of money to look this average. So
save that. Yeah.
So I honestly really felt her. I feel like I because you want to go in feeling your best self. So you're not trying to like, I'm not looking good specifically for him, but you want to go in swinging just in case he is Mr. Right. And most of the times you strike out because you're sitting across some dude who looks like he couldn't even be bothered to brush his hair.
I think it is safe to assume and safe to say that women do put in more effort when it comes to prep for a date. And it is something that we choose to do. For example, you and I going on the same weekend excursion, right?
Uh-huh. We're going to Kentucky this weekend.
We're going to go to a football game and go to the horse track. How much effort have you put into getting yourself ready for this weekend?
I packed.
Okay.
And I went to Men's Warehouse yesterday to get a tie that was $20-something.
Gotcha.
That you don't even know how to tie.
I don't even know how to tie. I'm going to have somebody at the racetrack tie it for me before we go in. Yeah. So total time.
Yes.
And picking out the suit of my wide collection of 3 suits that I have. Whole thing, packing 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So over here, I was at the salon for 3 hours yesterday getting my hair done. I went and got my nails done. I got a spray tan last night. I went to no less than 6, maybe 7 places trying to find the right outfit. And then my husband didn't have anything to wear, so I was at Nordstrom Rack last night looking for him. Did I pop next door to DSW to get me some shoes as a little like, hey, good job, girl. You're doing all the things. Yes, I did. So yeah, I think women do, but...
And we gave up garlic knots.
Yeah, she lost me at the garlic knots, she lost me at the shower.
Yeah.
I don't think, but we choose to do that.
It's optional.
We choose to do that. And yes, are we doing it for the person we're going out with? Yes, but I do it more for myself because I know when I show up somewhere, when I put that effort in, I'm going to walk a little taller. I'm going to be a little more confident. And it makes me feel better about myself. So we choose to do that. I do think the man on the date reaps the benefits of, you know, all of that, mm-hmm. all of that extra work. However, I don't think you should be feel entitled to have your date paid for simply because mm-hmm. you went and got a mani-pedi.
No, I don't feel entitled, but I do think it's an important sentiment to realize, okay, maybe I do pay for this girl's one cocktail because she put all of this money and effort into how she looks so that I can enjoy being out with a beautiful woman with a decent personality she formed through therapy. Which, by the way, also costs money, and I'm going to have to be in therapy once you eventually ghost me.
I will agree with Mo that, and we have the same attitude when it comes to dates, just old-fashioned, I'm paying no matter what. But if you make the suggestion that I'm supposed to pay, all bets are off. Yeah. This is going to be our very last date. And you and I are both watching Love is Blind. There's the mm-hmm. one girl on the show, the blonde, that said she's telling these guys through the wall that I just want to let you know that you're going to be paying for everything in this relationship. That would be a game over at that point.
Well, yeah, I think that's an entitled thing. But I'm getting fired up because I'm thinking about how much money and time mm-hmm. I've spent to get ready for these dates that just turned out to be like, so, like, it wasn't even like half the amount of effort into just bringing their A game. So it comes from a place of exhaustion of like, you know what? Like, I need a consolation prize at the very least.
Could you imagine if this was a thing and like you showed up at a date and a guy looked at you and he's like, you know what? I could tell you put a lot of effort into yourself tonight. I'm going to take care of it, everything. Or vice versa. If you showed up looking busted, he's like, I can tell that you didn't do a thing to get ready for this date. We are splitting the bill. And actually, you're buying my first drink.
You got the tip.
I like that. You're on The Burt Show.